Okay, we'll start with one of the classics on Vayeshev. Even though we might say over some of the, but the lesson I think applies. I think the lesson changes from year to year. Each year we grow up a little bit. We're a little bit wiser, smarter. We understand the lesson a little bit more than we understood last year. Hopefully in that direction. Okay. Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Meguyoviv, Beretz Kinon. The way they tell over the story is that in Valojin, Yeshiva Valojin, there was a machloikis between the two Rosh Yeshiva. The machloikis between the Nitziv and between Rabbi Yosef Toiv Soloveitchik, who was the other Rosh Yeshiva. And whatever the details of machloikis was, not Negeya, and not all the stories bring down the details. But the machloikis mushroomed, and people took sides, and it became a full-grown machloikis. They decided that they were going to go to Reb Ze'ev, the Magid of Vilna, and the Yitzchak Chanan Spector to Paskin, to set up the Machloikis. They came to Reb Ze'ev, the Magid from Vilna, and they told him both sides of the story. And Reb Ze'ev went, "Oi, Chalt Shvain Pashas Vayeshev. I'm holding now on Pashas Vayeshev." So they looked at him and he said, "Pashas Vayeshev was a few weeks ago. It wasn't Pashas Vayeshev that week. What do you mean you're holding Parshas Vayeshev?" And observed the Magid answered, he said, "I'm a Magid. What's the job of a Magid? A Magid goes around and he gives Musa, he speaks. I go every Shabbos, I darshin, I speak. How does a Magid present his Musa? From the parasha. I take the tzaddik in the parasha versus the rosh in the parasha, I compare the good and the bad. Every week I have a very easy job. In Bereishis I have Adam and the Nachosh, I have Hevel and Kayin, I have my Tzadik and I have my Rosh. Chomes Pashas Noyach, I have the Noyach and the Dor HaMabul. I have Noyach, the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlogo, I have my Tzadik, I have my Rosh. Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu versus Paroi, Loit, I have my Tzadik, my Rosh. Vayeru, Avram, Sedoi Min Amoyru, Avimelech, I have my Tzadik, I have my Rosh. There comes already, Toldois, Vayetze, Vayishrach, is Yaakov and Esav, I have what to say. Comes Pashas Vayeshev, I'm stuck. Because Pashas Vayeshev is Yosef against the Shvatim, Yosef against the Shiftei Kor, both are Tzadikim. I can't say one's right and one's wrong. They were Tzadikim, they were Rishayim. I can't say who's right and who's wrong. That's a machloikis that we don't know. To us, they're both Tzadikim. Eilu Veilu, the real Kim Chaim. So as Zev said, the same is true. This machloikis here in Vilna, in Volozhin, the Yeshiva, I can't get involved, and I can't decide. It's two big tzaddikim, different opinions, different shitas. I can't get involved. It's a machlokes between tzaddikim, a machlokes between tzaddikim. We stay out. That's not our business to get involved. A machlokes between big tzaddikim. This story was used many times in the early history of the state of Israel, if I could say so. The first time they had the elections, so elections in Eretz Yisrael is big politics all the time. Befrat, by the Charedim and the Fruma, the different ideas, different thoughts, different opinions. Still are, but in the very early history, in the first elections, there were two main schools. There were those Gedoyim that felt that we should vote, the Charedim should vote to voice their opinion and to influence the government. And then there were those that felt that we should not vote at all, be part of the Tzion, be part of the government, shouldn't vote at all, shouldn't vote. And it was a big to-do. Different stardom. The Beis Yisrael, that time, the Gerei Rebbe went to Rebbe Tzion Yador, who was one of the Magidim in Yerushalayim, and he said to Rebbe Tzion, "No, you're a Magid, you're out, you know, you're, tell me, what do you think? Who's right? Should they vote? Should the Charedim vote? Should the Charedim not vote?" And Rebbe Tzion told him over his eyes. He said, "Chal Shon Pashas Vayeshev," he said. "Every week, I have my Tzadik, my Rosha, the issues are clear. One way is right, one way is wrong. When it comes to Machlokes B'Shvin Gedolim, you can't say who's right, you can't say who's wrong. They're both right. Eilu Veilu Divokim Chaim. And when it comes to Machlokes between Gedolim, you have to stay out of it." And even Bizman Hazeh, even today's day and age, you hear one Shita, another Shita. We don't understand what the opinion, why this Gadol held the way he held, why different Gadol held the way he held. Sometimes we're very quick to criticize, very quick to give our opinion. And really, our opinions don't mean much. When it's machlokes ben gedolim, the best advice is to stay out. Both right. It's not our place for him to be in the machlokes. We follow our shita, our rov, whatever he tells us to do. but stay at the machoikis of opinions, because eil ve'eil divrei olkim chayim. Competent. Local competent Orthodox rabbi. Okay. I had an 8th grade rabbi, Rav Folman, that's all. He used to always, Rav Folman, always, your local competent Orthodox rabbi. That was...
I love it.
Okay. It says in Perek HaMazayin, Pasuk Ches, we said this off in the past also, but maybe we'll have a little suffer. The Pasuk tells us, sorry, first let's go to Pasuk Dalet, on Zion Dalet. Vayiru Echov, his brother saw, ki Yosef ohav aviyah mikol Echov, that the father Yaakov loved Yosef from all his brothers. Vayisnu Yosef, they hated him. Vayachol dabrei l'sham, they couldn't speak to him in Shalom. And the Meshech Chochma makes an unbelievable diak in this Pasuk. Let's read the Pasuk again. His brother saw, Vayiru Echov, okay, so far, nothing extra. Ki Yosef ohav aviyah mikol Echov. His father loved him from all his brothers. Vayisnu Yosef, they hated him. What does it mean? His father loved him from all his brothers. What's me kol echav? Vayechav, from the brothers. What's me kol echav from all his brothers? And therefore they hated him. Says the Meshech Chochma. The brothers said, "Let's make a cheshbon. It's true. Yaakov loves Yosef. He's showing him. We'll call it favoritism. Son is passing. He taught him his chochma. He looks like Yaakov. Fine." Perhaps, you know why Yaakov loves Yosef so much? Because who was Yosef's mother?
Rachel.
And who was Yaakov's, he's her favorite, but who was Yaakov's better of the two wives? Rachel. So it's only natural that we come from Leah, or from the Shvachos. Who should our father love better? The son of his favorite wife, of Rachel. So therefore he loved Yosef. That wouldn't have been enough of a reason to hate Yosef. Kinah. Zot the Pasuk. Vayiru Echov, his brother saw, ki Isai Ohav Aviyah, Mikol Echov, Mikol, even from Binyamin, that Yaakov loved Yosef, the best of all, even from Binyamin. If that's the case, the brother said, oh, no. That's a just Stam showing favoritism because of his mother Rachel. If it would be because he was a child of Rachel, then he would have loved Binyamin the same as Yosef. Mikol Echov, more, you know why? Most because Yosef is sort of, buttoning up his relationship with Yaakov. He's telling a bit about us. He's building himself up in Yaakov's eyes. So once they saw it was Mikol Echov, that Yaakov loved him even more than Binyamin, and from all his brothers, Vayisnu Esav. Now they hated him. Very nice to hear in the Pasuk. Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, Vayachlim Oit Chalei Machar, he dreamt another dream, Vayisaper Oit Soi Lechov, his brother said to him, "Hamalach tim lechaleinu imashol tim shobanu. Will you rule over us? Be king over us?" And they continued to hate him for his dreams, for his words. I've mentioned this many times from the Gra. It's well known. What's the difference between a mashal and a melech? The brother said to Yosef, "Hamalach tim lechaleinu imashol tim shobanu. What's a melech? What's a mashal?
Melech is accepted.
Oh, Gra says a melech is a king that we accept the ratzon willingly, that the people accept. They willingly accept this king. Moshe is a ruler by force.
A dictator.
So the brother said to Yosef, "You think you'll be a king over us? You think we're going to bow down to you willingly? You think that's going to happen? That's never going to happen. But not only that, but a Moshe Tim Shobano. It's never going to happen that even Al-Karchai, we're going to end up bowing down to you. You're not going to be a Melech or a Moshe." The Gra says, that's the pshat we say, Ki Hashem Hamelucha, the kingdom is Hashem. Bnei Yisrael today recognizes Hashem as a melech. We accept Hashem as king willingly, but Hashem rules over the goyim. The goyim don't recognize Hashem, don't accept Hashem. Bal Karchai Hashem rules over the goyim. What happens to us the Avoy? The Olam Moshim Behar Tzion, Lushpat is Haresov, V'Hoysel Hashem Hamelucha, V'Hoyel Hashem LeMelech Al Kol Haaretz. Hashem becomes a melech over the entire world. Because also even the goyim will recognize the greatness of Hashem, and they will accept Hashem as a melech, v'hoy Hashem a melech al kol haaretz. It's on the brisker of what taka happened at the end of the day. At the end, the brothers went down to Mitzrayim. The first time they met Yosef, it was a moshe. They wanted to buy food. The protocol of the land was, anybody who comes to buy from the shal, the ruler, had to bow down. That was as a dictator. They didn't bow down Baratzayim. They bowed down because they had to. At the end of Parshas Vayechi, what does it say? It says, "Vayiplu l'fanav." They fell, they bowed down before him. They did bow down before him, Baratzon, and they asked for Mechila. When they bowed down, they said, don't harm us, don't hurt us. They bowed down Baratzon. So Briskov says that at the end, both aspects of Yosef's Chalem came true. It was Hamalach Timlach, they bowed down Baratzon, and Moshe Timsho, they bowed down Balkarchai the first time that they came. Just Agav, how serious do we take dreams today? Speaking about dreams, how serious does one take dreams in today's day and age?
Very serious.
So there are people that take dreams very seriously, and people that mock and make and push it away. So it depends on a person's nature. A person is not worried. Worried. A bacha once had a frightened dream on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and it terribly stirred him, disturbed him terribly. He went to the stipulum, and he asked the stipulum, "What to do? Should he fast? What should he do?" So the stipulum told him that Amol, the dreams of the earlier generations, meant something, because they were on a different level than we were. But he said dreams today's day and age, we think of who knows what during the day, and the dreams come from, we think about during the day, and he told them basically, don't let the dreams scare you, don't let the dreams bother you, and go on. Okay, if it bothers a person, he can fast, but generally speaking, it doesn't bother a person. We don't have to take dreams too seriously today's day and age, because today people are not on the same level that we were in the earlier times, and we don't have to take dreams too seriously. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, how can you tell whether a dream is a real dream or nonsense? And he says, if it's very, very clear, you see the dream very clearly, if it's happening and you can spell out all the details, that's a serious dream.
When you wake up?
I guess if you remember, I guess you have to remember what happened. If you wake up and you don't remember, but if you wake up and you have fuzzy details, that's not a real dream. He says, that's why Yosef kept saying over again and again, Vehine. And behold, we were bundling time bundles. And behold, we were standing. Behold, the bundles bundled. Vehine. I saw it very clearly. Every detail was spelled out, Baruch Bet Chaktana, very clearly. That was a sign that it was a serious dream and a true dream. Okay, if anyone has dreams, if Shiloh, consult your open competent Orthodox rabbi and ask what to do. But each to his own. There's also being Hatavas Chalayim. Says a person says Chalama Chazisa, I saw a dream, and tell him it was a good dream. Seven times it was a good dream. I've done it for people more than once already. A person came with me on Shabbos or Sunday. Says I had a dream last night, and I want you to be Hatavas Chalayim. So we got together three people. He says Chalama Chazisa, I saw a dream. We answer him back. Chalama Tava should be a good dream. It should be good three times. And call the same.
Mr. Weiss.
Right.
So that has something to do with it?
Yeah, that's also a way of changing the dreams for good. The pasuk says the man found Yosef and he was wandering in the field. The shalelish and the man asked Yosef, Lemar Matavakish. What can I do for you? What do you need? Okay, so the story I said over, but again, the lesson can drive home again and again, it's not going to hurt. Reb Chaim Itzan, I say over the story, he once went around collecting tzedakah. And he heard about a certain gevir in a nearby town, and he went to the gevir to collect tzedakah. Came to the gevir was mechabed him, treated him with a proper respect, gave him a nice donation, and Reb Chaim Itzan was about to leave. He turns to the gevir and he says, I need a toy for you. Do me a big favor. He says, I need to collect a large amount. And here in this city, nobody knows me. If you would do me a favor and be mechabed me and come around with me to collect, people will see you, so they'll know that it's an important cause if you're going around to collect. And then, well, they'll give me more, they'll give me a proper donation. If you won't come with me, I'm going to end up not collecting as much as I should. Do me a type. So the Gevir said, Mechilas Chavaitcha, I'd love to come with you. But I have seder now. I have to go learn. It's time to learn now. I don't have time to go around collecting tzedakah. I have to go learn. So Reb Chaim Itzan said to him, Chumash you learned. Avada learned Chumash. So let me ask you a question. Pashas Vayeshev, what does the pasuk say? Vayimseil ish, v'nisayi basada, v'yishoyel ish, leima matavakish. The ish finds Yosef. Says Rashi, who was the ish? Zeh Gavriel. Gavriel Noch. Ish was Gavriel. What about last week's parasha? Vayishlach, vayyovet ish imoy adalois hashachem. The ish wrestled, fought with fought with Yaakov to Alois Hashacha. And who was the Ish? The Sar Shalais of Malach of Esav. How does Rashi know which Ish is which? That the Ish in last week's parasha, Vayovik Ishimoy, was the Sar Shalais of. And the Ish. And the Ish in this week's parasha is Gavriel. He didn't have his name. No. He didn't have an ID card. Right? How did he know who was Gabriel? And Chaim Yitzchak said to him, Poshet. Because in this week's parasha, what did the Ish saw Yosef lost in the field? What did he do? Matavakish. He asked him, what do you need? Gabriel. Tried to help him. He wanted to help him. This is the Gabriel. That was Gabriel. In last week's parasha, what happened?
To kill him.
Yaakov asked him for a bracha. What does he answer back? Shalcheini kiyol ha-shachar. Send me away. It's Alois HaShachar. It says, Rashi, what does it mean Alois HaShachar? I have to go say Shira. I have to go upstairs in Shemayim. I have to say Shira. Let me go. Said Chaim Itzanz, trust me. Gavriel had to go also to say Shira. Gavriel also had to go. But when somebody needs a chesed, you stop. Somebody, when you ask him a bakasha, you ask him for a bracha, you ask him for help. And he tells me, oh, I have to go say Shira. I have to go learn. That's a simit to Sasha Lesov. But if you need help, you stop and you help. Okay. The Pasuk says later on, Mabetza techisinu estamoy. The Pasuk says in Lamed Zayin Chavov, Vayoyme Yehuda Alechov, Yehuda said to his brothers, Ma Betza, what gain, what profit will we have? Ki naregai sachinu, when we kill our brother Yosef, techisinu estamoy, and cover his blood, let's go and sell him for Yishmael. So one of the Rebbes, Rebbe Chil Meir Migustin, said over, Ma Betza. Betza is spelled Beis Tzadik Ayin. Rosh Tevis Boiker, Sohrayim, and Erev. Arvis. Ma Betza. What are our tefillahs worth? Our tefillah we daven in the morning Shachris. Our tefillah we daven in the afternoon Mincha. Our tefillah we daven Avis Mayriv. If we go ahead, Kinar Gosachim. If we don't take care of our brothers. If we don't care for others. There was a usher in his town who seemed to have sold wood, whatever commodity it was, and he raised his prices, and he had no rachmanis on the aniyim. So the Rebbe told him over, Ma betza, what's your shachris? What's your biker? So Rai Marbis, what's your tefillah of shachris? Minchamayev worth, ki narga sachino v'chisinu estamoy. If you're not going to help, you can use it to kill, to hurt somebody else. Our tefillahs are not worth much if we're not going to care about being odom achaveiro. Ma betza ki narag esochilu. Okay, I said this over last year, but I think the lesson is very, very powerful. Right before Revi, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Posik Lamed Hey, the Posik says that they came to Yaakov and they brought him the ksoinus of Yosef. They showed him the ksoinus of Yosef, and they asked Yosef, Yaakov, do you recognize it? And he says he recognizes it. And Pasuk Lamed Hey tells us, "Vayakumu kobono v'chobenoyse v'nachmoy." All his sons and his daughters stood up to comfort Yaakov. Vayimoyin lesnachim. He refused to be comforted. Vayoyimen, he said, "Ki eirid el bni avashala, go down. My son went down to the grave. Vayev koisay aviv," and he cried for him. Rashi tells us why was Yaakov vayimoyin lesnachim. Says Rashi, "Vayimoyin lesnachim ein odom mekabel tanchumen alachai v'sovu shemes." A person is not mekabatan chumin if the person is alive. If he thinks somebody died, and really that person, the missing person is alive, he's not mekabatan chumin. Shahameis nigzera gezeira sheishtachach min aleiv v'loy alachai. The gezeira that we forget about a relative is only about a relative that died, not about somebody who's still alive. So by Yemoyel Esnachem, Yaakov refused to be comforted because Yosef was really alive. And the Nesiv Shalom writes, because it was all connected together. Yosef went down to the tumah of the world. Mitzrayim was the via vice tumah. Yosef had tremendous yoinus in Mitzrayim. What gave Yosef the kayach, the strength, to overcome all of the yoinus he had in Mitzrayim? The fact that Yaakov's mind was always thinking about Yosef. Yaakov was always davening, thinking, having Yosef in mind. Because Yaakov wasn't comforted over Yosef, he never forgot about Yosef. His father never forgot about him. And therefore, Yaakov constantly had Yosef in mind. And Yaakov was able to work and to arrange that Yosef, and he davened, he was able to save Yosef. Like we learned in the Gemara in Saita. When Yosef went in to Eishes by Tifar, it says he went in to do his malacha. Machoikis means malacha mamish, or it means to do an aveira with Eishes by Tifar. One opinion in the Gemara is that how was Yosef saved? He he saw the Musta Yuknoi shell of, he saw the image of his father, right. And he was saved. A father has a power, a koyach to save the son. Because Yaakov was not able to be comforted, Yaakov always remembered Yosef, and that koyach of his father protected Yosef. The pasuk ends off, Vayev k'oisei aviv, and his father cried for him. The tears of a father for a son could accomplish a lot. Two short stories, both got the Beis Yisrael, the Gerer Rebbe. I'm sorry, one with Beis Yisrael, one with the Pnei Menachem. The Beis Yisrael, somebody once came to him and he said that he has to undergo a difficult operation. He had an elderly father, and he wanted to know, should he tell his elderly father that he has to undergo the operation or not? Maybe it's better, his father should know that the son has to undergo the operation, better not to tell him. Beis Yisrael said, Adrabba, tell your father. Because the tefillah of a father for a son, and the tears of a father for a son, could accomplish more than somebody else's tefillah. Adrabba, go and tell your father, because the tefillah of a father and the tears of a father could accomplish a lot more for a son. Just, I remember going back about 19, 20 years ago, I was with a relative in the hospital, and I remember there was another frum couple there who came with a young child to the hospital. And I remember it was a, at night, and I started, we were talking to each other. And so I mentioned to him, is anyone going to come to help you out in the hospital, stay with the baby, stay with the child? Are your parents nearby? He looks at me, my parents? They don't even know that the baby's in the hospital. They don't know anything at all. I didn't tell them anything. I said, okay, your wife's parents? No, we didn't tell that. I didn't tell my parents. My wife didn't tell her parents. We didn't, the baby's in the hospital, didn't say anything at all. I don't know, just hit me at that point. I was very taken aback. Very taken aback, but okay. I said to me, are you sure you're not telling your parents? I'm not telling yet. No. Not telling yet. But Lamaisa, a cheshbon, whatever his cheshbon was, he had. Yeah. But Lamaisa is, what a parent could play a voice for a child has tremendous kaiches. The Pnei Menachem, whenever a parent would come to him and ask him how his son is doing, how his son is learning, he would say he's doing good, he's okay. One time he gave a power report. So somebody asked him, how come? The son's a Mitzuyan. Why don't you tell the father the truth? That the son's a Mitzuyan, he's learning very well. Why are you telling him, the father, that the son's okay? And Pnei Menachem said, because tell the father he's a Mitzuyan, the father won't daven for him any longer. The father will think everything is good by his son, he won't daven for him any longer. If I tell him his son is doing good, he's doing okay, he'll still daven for his son. And a father always needs a tefillus, a son always needs a tefillus of a father. Baron Mibels, Bels Rebbe would say over, it's also to leave even one tefillah of Shemon Esrei with dry eyes, without crying for one's children. How can one daven a Shemon Esrei and not cry for his children? The koyach that a father has, a parent has on a child, tremendous. A father could accomplish a lot for a child. Getting late, just end off with the famous Moshe from the Dibno Magid, which everybody knows, but I haven't said it over in a while. The end of the parasha, we have the Sar Ha'ofim and the Sar Ha'mashkim. They both have their dreams. The Sar Ha'mashkim has his dream. Sar Ha'ofim, Yosef tells the Sar Ha'mashkim, in 3 days he'll be saved. Pari will call you, you'll serve him by his birthday party. And the Sar Ha'ofim will be hung up. And everybody asks, how did Yosef see the Sar Ha'ofim will be hung? When did he see in the dream that his dream is good, his dream is not good? Dudu Magad answers one of the classic Mishalim. There was a painter, an artist, and he painted a beautiful painting. What was the painting? He painted a man with a basket of bread on his head. And the man in the painting is standing in the middle of the street with a basket of bread, and in the basket is bread on his head. And two people are standing admiring the painting. What a great artist he is. It looks so real, it's so lifelike. And as they're talking, a bird comes, and a bird starts pecking away at the painting to eat the bread. To the bird, the bread appeared real, and the bird is pecking away at the basket, the painting, to eat the bread. And one says, wow, so lifelike. Such a beautiful painting. Such chachma. Even the birds are fooled. And the other one starts laughing and he says, this artist, he didn't fool anybody. If he would have been a good artist, the bird wouldn't have come in the first place. He would have been scared of the man standing under the basket. The bird isn't scared of the man standing under the basket. Right. That means the man is not lifelike enough to scare away the birds. So to do the Magid, that's the pshat. What was the Sar Ha'ofim's dream? He came, and he was the bread, and what happened? The pasuk tells us, Three baskets on my head. The upper basket was Paro's food, and the bird came and ate from the basket on top of my head. That's how Yosef knew that Saramashkim wasn't alive anymore. Because the fact that the bird came and ate from the basket on top of the Saroifim's head shows that the Saroifim to the bird appeared not alive, appeared dead. And that's where Yosef saw in the dream that the Saroifim would be hung up three days later. And one of the famous Mishnah from the Dumno Magid. The Pasuk ends off and will stop. The last Pasuk. The Saramashkim did not remember Yosef and he forgot him. And Rashi tells us, what's a double lashon? He didn't remember and he forgot. If you don't remember, you forget. If you forget, you don't remember. What's pshat? He didn't remember and he forgot. Says Rashi, v'loizocha sahamashkim boy bayoyim. He didn't remember that day. Afterwards, he forgot. So he didn't remember immediately, and long term, he forgot, because Yosef trusted in the sahamashkim, and on Yosef's madrega, it was a taina that he shouldn't have believed, he shouldn't have trusted in the Sar, in the Sar Hamashk. So end of the story, the Alta from the Vardik, he was learning late one night, and pre-electricity days, and he was learning by the candle, and it seems he learned late at night without realizing it, and the candle went out, and it was dark. And he wanted to continue learning, but he couldn't see. It bothered him a lot that he wasn't able to learn. And he said, no, Abi Tochen, that whatever is good, Hashem will send. And if I'm supposed to have a candle to learn, Hashem will send me a candle. Stands up, he opens the door of his house, and from the trees nearby, a man comes out, and gives him a candle, and walks away. Never saw the man before, didn't see him again, no idea who it was. He took the candle, he lit it, he learned a little bit, put out the candle, and he had the remainders of the candle. For 25 years, he saved that candle. As a chizik, as a zikaron for the nes that happened, to remember that Hashem sent him the candle, the bitachon that he had. And whenever anybody needed chizik, in Yonah Yemun, the bitachon, he would take out the candle and show him this candle that came from the bitachon that he had, that Hashem would take care of him. After 25 years, there was a fire in the Vardik, and his belongings were burnt, and the candle was destroyed in the fire. And he didn't have the candle anymore. So people asked him, don't you feel something's missing in the candle? He says, no. Up until now, Vice says, I needed a zecher for my bitachin, but now Hashem's showing me I don't need any more zecher bitachin. I understand. I don't need to have this memorial to remember the nace that happened. But even without having the actual candle, I still remember, I still talk about the nace that happened. We're not on that madrigal. Maybe sometimes we are. Some of us are. Bitachin. We have to work on our bitachin on our level and the way that we are. But one way to work on bitachin is a person when he sees an obvious story of Hashkacha Pratis happen, or sometimes what he calls a nace happen, remember the stories. Rav Chatzkel told his daughter to write down every day one story of Hashkacha Pratis that happened during the day. And she kept a diary of Hashkacha Pratis stories as a way of being mechazik, his amunah mitochen. We're coming to Chanukah, Mitzvah Hashem, Matzah Shabbos, is the first night of Chanukah. Chanukah is always in the middle of the winter, the darkest days of the year. Comes the light of Chanukah. The light of Chanukah in the winter pushes away the darkness. Chanukah, they couldn't find the shemen. They found one jug of oil. They lit the oil. Chanukah brings us the moon of the light in the middle of the dark days. The winter, Kadosh Baruch Hu mechazek us. And the same way with Zeicha Tanisim, the days of Chanukah, for Zeicha Tanisim, and Chanukah Bizman Azeh. And today's day, in this year, today's day and age, we have Zeicha to be able to light the menorah in the base of Mikdash. Amen.